we are here at the 2019 California and Nevada Credit Union League's conference, REACH conference, that is, in beautiful Monterey, California. And in the studio lounge, we have Mr. Brian Koss from CMFG Ventures. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well.
Yeah?
Yes.
Good.
Great to be here in sunny California.
Yeah, it's not too shabby. Well, we're like in the middle of the fires. There's fires to the north, fires to the south. We're kind of in our own little dome here. So, thank goodness. So, but anyway, you just had a session across the hall from me called Bridging the Gap Between Credit Unions and Fintechs. So you want to give us a quick overview on what you're talking about?
Yeah, real quick overview of what we discussed in the presentation. Mm-hmm. You know, really was to raise awareness of what's happening in the fintech world. Mm-hmm. Really as we see the emergence of so many new companies looking to both compete and partner with credit unions, really trying to raise the awareness of what's happening mm-hmm. in that space. And also worked with opportunities for credit unions to partner with fintech companies mm-hmm. to really kind of keep up with what a lot of the very large banks are doing around technology and what the fintechs are doing in terms of delivering that best in class mm-hmm. experience.
Do you guys do like any filter process? Because there's so many fintechs out there now, and being a credit union and looking for new technology and stuff, that must be such a daunting task. Like, okay, who do we choose? Who's going to work and who's not going to work? So how do you guys help out in that area? Or any advice for credit unions out there to kind of filter out what's good and what's bad?
It is really, I think, overwhelming to a lot of credit unions because there are so many choices and so many new technologies mm-hmm. and companies that have emerged over the last 5 to 10 years. At CMFG Ventures, we will meet with 300 to 400 companies each year in the fintech space.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, we were just at Money 2020, and within the course of 2 days, we met with probably 20 different companies
wow.
out there.
Oh my gosh.
We do a lot of vetting with companies to get down to probably 4 or 5 investments that we make each year.
Mm-hmm,
So we certainly see the good and bad of fintech companies, and we do a lot of due diligence on companies before we make those investments.
Okay.
And we're, again, I think probably the bigger focus for us is trying to, as the presentation was captioned, bridging the gap of mm-hmm. Trying to bring the fintech world and the credit union world together
mm-hmm.
so that the credit unions can compete and stay relevant mm-hmm. Into the future.
Yeah, so my next question is, how do you bridge that gap for credit unions, especially the ones that are out there having a hard time looking?
Yeah.
So how do you bridge that gap for?
I think, a couple ways. What we launched earlier this year is an incubator program for credit unions so that they can do some, light testing with fintech companies.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it's a great way, I think, to kind of dip your toe into the fintech ecosystem without having to kind of jump in with both feet.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's certainly an opportunity. Companies that are in our portfolio are working with credit unions on partnerships,
mm-hmm.
Customer relationships, and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another great way for credit unions to get involved. And what I talked about today, it's really encouraging credit unions to have a very active dialogue at the board level mm-hmm. and senior executive level, because I do view this as going to be a really significant competitive threat to the industry as these large companies, the large banks and fintech companies continue to kind of take away members on, mm-hmm. on both ends.
They're nipping at our heels.
They are. They are
encroaching on our territory.
Yes.
So what are some key takeaways that that folks, that your audience go, hey, you know what? That's some really cool stuff Brian said. Let's go home and implement it, or let's talk about it type of stuff.
I think a couple of great examples even of some of the people came up after the presentation
mm-hmm.
and they're talking about, hey, can you present this to the board and our senior management?
Yeah.
So we've done that. We've started to meet with really that board and senior executive team, in part because it's like, they just need to even kind of become educated on the space
mm-hmm.
Before you kind of know how you can adapt to it. But we're also working on introducing these fintech companies to credit unions, whether through the CUNY Mutual organization,
mm-hmm.
the fintech program,
mm-hmm.
Talking here. So that was a big takeaway.
Mm-hmm.
It's just to do something. I think the biggest risk for the industry is that we just sit on the sidelines.
Exactly, doing nothing is
doing
failure.
Nothing. That's failure.
Yeah.
And I said that's a much greater risk than, you know, taking some risk of working with an earlier stage company. You know, that you can contain and you can control your destiny. If you sit on the sidelines and take that risk, you know, there's really not a whole lot you can do to recover because there's going to be too much distance.
Talk about a gap.
Yeah.
It's going to be a large gap.
That's exactly
that's
right.
Another gap that we don't want to deal with.
That's exactly
and,
right.
And the good thing about what you guys do is that if a credit wants to come and ask you guys for advice or something like that, the companies that you have already invested in, they're kind of, you've already, like you said, done the due diligence. You've already vetted them. So they're pretty credible. They're pretty reliable. So that would be a good place to start, I would think, for a credit union.
Yeah, and we invest in, you know, companies that are addressing different needs or providing different solutions. You know, we try to invest in companies that are kind of addressing life needs of credit union members across all life stages. And, you know, I think what might be a high priority for one credit union will be different than another. So certainly there are a number of choices. We've got 13 companies in our portfolio today and continue to grow that number.
Indeed. And one of my questions was like, what's the significance of this to the industry? I think we both know the answer. You need to kind of evolve to survive type of thing. So, but I just want to get your take, the significance of all this right now for credit unions.
I think, you know, what I said earlier today is, you know, we certainly are living through the greatest transformation in banking in the last 100 years, and I really think probably in all of mankind. I mean, we're seeing the emergence of cryptocurrencies. We're seeing the complete digitization of banking. We're seeing, you know, the use cases of blockchain and machine learning, artificial intelligence that is completely turning banking on its head, and the emergence of thousands of new competitors. And so, you know, credit unions really need to prioritize this to ensure that they're adapting with, you know, the pace of change and the level of change that we're seeing.
Yeah, I'm sure what you saw at Money 2020 is just kind of the tip of the iceberg of what's going on out there.
Right. So. Yeah, I think, you know, we look at the amount of change over the last 5 to 10 years, and that's before this explosion of these new companies that were launched, you know, 3 or 4 years ago. I think the pace of change, what we'll see over the next 5 to 10 years, will eclipse certainly what we've seen to date.
Yeah, I've heard some people say it'll never be as slow as it is today.
Right.
It's always going to be, it's going to get faster and faster.
That's
so
right.
Enjoy it now, because tomorrow it's going to be, oh my gosh,
that's
warp
exactly
speed.
Right.
All right, last question for you, and I'll let you get out of here. 2020 outlook, what can we expect in this area for next year?
Yeah, I think we'll continue to see the level of spending and investing in fintech continue to grow.
Oh, good.
So sector-wide, you know, good and bad. I mean, I think for credit unions, you know, we looked at just the level of spending for the credit union industry as a whole. It's less than what any of the individual top five banks are spending. So again, I think what we're seeing though is more credit unions being open to these types of fintech partnerships. I think compared to where we were a couple of years ago, where there was skepticism.
Yeah, we were afraid.
Right, we were afraid. Now I think we'll see more of those partnerships hopefully emerge with between credit unions.
I think it's a two-way street. I think a lot of these fintechs are open to partnering with credit unions as well, because once you partner with a credit union, you get in the industry, you have this automatic engaged audience, so why not?
I think that's right.
You don't have to deal with the regulations either.
Yeah, that's
for the
exactly
most part.
Right.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think a lot of companies thought that they were going to put banks and credit unions out of business for good, and now they realize, you know, it's better to partner than compete. And so I think we'll continue to see more of that. And yeah, I think there just are so many unique opportunities for credit unions to engage in these types of partnerships, and, you know, also to really kind of attract the next generation of credit union members.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, we need to have a member succession plan.
That's right.
And this is one of them.
This is certainly one.
Good stuff. All right, Brian, I'll let you off the hot seat. Thank you very much.
All right, thank
you
very much.
Appreciate the time.
Great to see you.
Doing such a great job. So keep up the good work, and let's check in 2020 and see how things are going.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Good job. Brian Koss, everybody, from CMFG Ventures. Go check them out.